man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Hey, here we are. This is the Trump phenomenon. Here on August 27th, 2018, I'm James Kelso. The show is live. That will be immediately apparent throughout any edition of this show. Doesn't sound rehearsed at all. And unrehearsed also, I welcome your comments and questions and criticisms at 800-313-9443. We'll have a brief hour together here today to update ourselves on the Trump phenomenon. What has this remarkable man done for us in the last 24 hours? Well, one thing that's became apparent today, he sure has helped our prosperity. The stock market hit an all-time high today in the longest bull market in history. Let me look at the numbers here. And I'll tell you, when that stock market booms like that, and companies boom, even somebody like myself, who owns, in my vast stock portfolio, there is not one share of anything. I don't own a single stock. And I'll let you know someday when I could afford to do that. But I benefit just as someone with a nice 401k benefits as their stocks rise. And how much have they risen? Get this. The Dow Industrials today were at 26,000 $1,149. That is an increase since November 8, 2016 of 7,716. What is that percentage? 42%. Can you believe that? So if you had simply owned on November 8, 2016, only a year and a half ago, just a basket of, well, if you'd had the Dow Industrial Average Index, if that's what you had owned, no imagination at all, no clever stock picking, no strategies, just own the Dow Industrials, you would have made 42% in a year and a half. If you had $100,000 in that 401k, it would have increased by $42,000. And you owe that to Donald John Trump. On the other hand, if instead of investing just in the Dow, you'd invested in the NASDAQ, just buy the NASDAQ index, the stock on which the NASDAQ stocks on which the NASDAQ is calculated. No trades, no nothing, and you'd gone to sleep. Hadn't even opened your mail or checked your inbox as to how your stocks were doing. Your stocks today on the NASDAQ, your index closed at 8,017, up 2,824 since November 8th, 2016. How much money have you made? Over 54%. Wow. And I'll play a little bit, a very good economist and investor, Donald Luskin. He made some great comments today on Fox. I'll try to play some of those for you. Very incisive from him. Let's see, what else? Can we develop today? We'll start there, and let me go through some of my headlines here that I'm looking at, and see if these interest you. The John McCain story, of course. The important thing here is that Governor Ducey of Arizona select a replacement for John McCain, who will vote for Brett Kavanaugh and do all the other right things that Arizona patriots need. I saw a mention that some people proposing that John McCain's widow get the appointment. That's a nonsensical, stupid idea. How does somebody's spouse gain entitlement to their husband or wife's elected position? I mean, that's really dumb. So I hope that idea doesn't go anywhere. The left will probably push it like crazy. I hope McCain's wife doesn't want the job. Let's hope that. And let's take a look at another story here. Donald Trump concluded a trade deal with Mexico, and this is one of the factors contributing to the continuing boom in stocks. That's a story. One of the stories we're covering is Masters of the Universe. That's the moniker for the manipulation of information on the web by Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and others, all of them left-wingers. Here's a story in that vein today on Breitbart. Google News results overwhelmingly favor CNN and exclude conservative sources. And I've got another story coming out of Ann Coulter, where she has somebody documented that Paul Joseph Watson and others documented that Ann Coulter is being filtered out, censored, as it were. Well, no, censored. It's not as it were, by Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Google News is overwhelmingly biased in favor of left-wing news outlets, featuring articles from CNN above all others and excluding conservative sources, according to a report by PJ Media. By the way, let me just interject here. Yesterday, I spent a couple of hours watching MSNBC. It was painful. But here's what I couldn't believe. Some of you out there may have had the same experience. I'm supposedly, this is the news. Supposedly, I am going to find out something important about my world. That's what we try to do with this show. Tell you something important that really happened that matters to you as news. So after 2 hours of watching MSNBC, here is the news that I heard. Nothing. Nothing. No news. Not a whisper of any news. I heard 2 solid hours of bashing Donald Trump. Smarmy, snot-nosed MSNBC, obvious idiots, obviously defective people, doing nothing but bashing Donald Trump. And, you know, after, you know, it went on for 10 minutes, then 30 minutes, then an hour, then it got into the second hour, and I'm saying to myself, don't these people realize that we are on to them? Don't they realize we turned on the TV hoping to get some news, and that maybe after 2 hours of baseless, vile bashing of the president we elected, you know, we're going to get angry at you turkeys. Don't you get it? Now, by the way, if I can bring it up, if I'm clever enough with my mouse here and my computer to bring up Donald Luskin, who is he's the chief investment officer at Trend Macrolytics. He makes the point that the left, in their meltdown, in their hysteria, I mean, they're truly acting deranged in their Trump derangement syndrome. They are pushing themselves over the left-wing cliff. They are bringing out they're bringing out all sorts of left-wingers. They're coming out of the closet and being pushed to the forefront of the Democratic Party. Luskin says it better than I'm saying it right now, so I'll try to get to a quote from him on that. Let's go to a caller here. I'm going to surprise a caller here and go to a caller right away and not make you wait half an hour. Mike, there in Colorado, you're on the air. Come in, Mike.
Am I here, Mr. Kelso?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I've got a question for you, and I'm confused and I don't understand, and you seem to follow all things Trump. This administration just cut $200 million in aid to Palestinians, and okay. I guess I'm my question would be, is he against them compared to what previous administrations were, and is that a good thing, or is he just an Israel supporter that I don't know about? I guess I'm kind of trying to make sense of this information.
Okay, I'll give you my interpretation of it. First of all, on the question of foreign aid, Donald Trump has said and has demonstrated he's against foreign aid across the board. He's for America first. If you, Mike, earn some money on your job, he doesn't want it taken away from you and given to anybody outside the U.S. So that's item number one. So what was the amount on the Palestinians? How much money?
$200 million.
$200 million. That's a lot of change. So Trump would say, I'm just giving you my take on how Trump would think.
What I want. That's why I'm asking. I'm curious what you think.
You know, and he's shown this over and over again. You know, the people have brought him a proposal, and he's explained. The guy came in. He said it's going to cost $1 billion. I said, hey, wait a minute. That's too much. They explain it right there. He's an executive. So on the $200 million for Palestinians, Trump would say, okay, what are we getting? Why should I take Mike's money away from him and give it to, a Palestinian? And Donald Trump clearly then was not impressed with whatever explanation he got. And he said, no, scratch it.
cancel that item. Now, from what I've read, Donald Trump is aware that some of that money that America's been giving to Palestinians, in fact, is funding Hamas and is funding Palestinian causes that Donald Trump does not favor. Now, you asked the question, is Donald Trump pro-Israel? You bet. He is definitely pro-Israel. Would that make him anti-Palestinian? No, not necessarily. He has said on that subject, he said, I want a two-state solution. I want peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I want both groups to be serious about wanting peace. So the Palestinians who want, you know, they're the most radical Palestinians are for the destruction of the state of Israel. Donald Trump would say, no way, no way on that one. And then the most extreme Israelis are for Eretz Israel, which would be an expansion beyond the current borders of Israel, of Israel to even greater borders.
Greater Israel Project, right?
Yeah, I think Eretz Israel is a translation of that. I'm not sure. Somebody with better Hebrew than mine could answer that. And the if Israel thinks, well, we're gonna take over the Gaza Strip, we're gonna completely take over the West Bank, Donald Trump proposes that. So,
I completely appreciate your explanation. And since he's not here on our conversation, I'm asking you: do you think it's a good thing that Donald Trump is pro-Israel?
Well, if you personally. Yeah, in the question of siding with one group or the other in this non-American issue, I mean, what's going on in Israel is not an American issue. And an America firster like Donald Trump, he's not primarily concerned with, you know, who's fighting in Afghanistan and who's right and who's wrong and whose side should we be. His approach is, we're not on anybody's side in Afghanistan. Let the Afghans sort it out on their own. And in the question between Israel and the Palestinians, do we have a dog in that fight? Well, to an extent, I think we do. I certainly know Donald Trump believes that. Donald Trump would say, we have, if I can, as he has done, if I can gain an incredibly high level of support and enthusiasm from basically all Israelis and then Jews around the world, that's a big plus for Trump's chances to deliver on his program. On the other hand, if he scores points, let's look at the other side. What if he strikes out with the Israelis and Jews worldwide and instead tries to score points with the Palestinians? How does this help Donald Trump? Answer, not at all. It hurts him. If he scores points with Palestinians and Muslims in general, that doesn't help him. That hurts him. And it hurts the America First cause. We do not have shared interests with Muslims anywhere in the world. The Muslim civilization is utterly alien to ours. It is not.
I agree, and I got to tell you here, I appreciate your conviction. I appreciate your insights. I'm curious, though, if a country who bombed the USS Liberty nearly into submission and almost sank it is truly an ally of ours, no matter how many years ago it was.
Yes, a country, if that were the definition of Israel, it's a place where they, do the murderous attack against the USS Liberty, and that's their policy, and that's who they are, that's no ally at all. However,
and that's what it was, right? With LBJ at the helm saying, sink the thing, put it to the bottom of the ocean?
Yes, yes. I'm very up on the USS Liberty. I've had US Liberty crew members on my show. I've been on their shows, and I've spent years. That's my birthday, actually. June 8th, 1967 was my 19th birthday. So it's an easy date for me to remember.
Nice. Yeah.
But we got a little music here. Stick with me. Stick with me.
I will. I'd like to. I appreciate the conversation.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Talking to Mike in Colorado. And speaking about Israel, Donald Trump, who supports whom in the Middle East, if you'll find that the biggest opposition to, or the biggest friends that radical Palestinians have in America and in Europe, are radical left-wing college professors. You go onto campuses, there's all sorts of, support the Palestinians stuff coming from left wingers. And on the other hand, Donald Trump, I was trying to make you do the calculus there, Mike. Who wins when you pick sides in this deal? The left is not winning politically. This is a losing position to champion the Palestinians. That is a very losing position. The left is taking that position.
I agree with you, and if we go back to what you said before, when you're very well versed in the USS Liberty event, and
oh yeah, I didn't finish that thought, Mike. Let me finish that thought. If the Israelis were doing that sort of a sneak attack over and over again, and that was happening today, that's no friend of America. But if you can go through, other events that are
things that America has done. We abandoned people who had escaped from the Soviet Union in World War II. We sent them back to Joe Stalin. Operation Keel, Operation Keel Hall, it was called. And we sent millions of people who had escaped from the Soviet Union. They were safe. They were free. And we put them on trains and trucks and sent them back to almost certain death in the Gulag Archipelago. Well, but that's not us. That's an incredibly horrible thing that we did. But it doesn't define us. So somebody say, well, you can't befriend those Americans. Look what they do to you. You know, they put you in cattle cars and ship you to the Gulag Archipelago. No, we don't. That's well, one of the worst.
Okay. So my question, though, when you say that doesn't define us, if we look through our history about giving polio blankets to the natives in Colorado and some of the atrocities this nation has committed, granted, you didn't do it, Trump didn't do it, I didn't do it, but if you take a cumulative look at the history, then we have blood on our hands, which is fine because conquering nations do that. I'm not against that. But I guess my bottom line question is, if a man hits his wife once and then he never hits her again, is he still an abuser? And so Israel tried to sink one of our naval ships because it was the most high-tech ship at the time, and it heard everything that was going on between Egypt and Israel, and they tried to kill every single person on there. And you know there used to be a radio show on RBN, and they're trying to make a movie about it. So if we're going to send millions and millions and millions of dollars all the time to Israel, and Trump sanctions that, is he a friend of the American public, or is he a friend of Israel? And can you draw that distinction is my question. I'm honestly just trying to learn. I'm not trying to browbeat you. I'm just curious.
Yes. Well, I'll use the example of Donald Trump's decision to relocate the American embassy to Jerusalem. It was a brilliant move. I saw it as being brilliant the moment he did it. And the results have, in fact, been spectacular. Donald Trump gained the support of just about every Israeli and an incredible population of Jews in America and in Europe, all around the world. It was politically, it was a very, very smart thing to do. And does it help the Trump program? Remember, that's my standard. That's my measurement. Whether something is smart, whether it's good, whether it's something worth doing, and vice versa, you know, something that hurts the Trump program, that's a bad idea. So in the example of what you're asking me here, being an advocate, if Donald Trump went out to champion Palestinians and, you know, the views of the Palestinians, he would really hurt his program. His chances to do for instance, today, we opened the show talking about the fact that Donald Trump has made a huge improvement in the prosperity of all Americans, you, myself, everybody included. You know, even if you don't have investments, your prosperity is up in America because of Donald Trump. Well, the things he's doing that increase the chances of that and all his other programs, a chance to build a wall, the chance to, make America great again. If it contributes to that, I say it's smart. And moves like moving the embassy to Jerusalem, it was smart. Is it a smart move? Let's say, do you want the entire Jewish establishment? Do you want the whole nation of Israel mad as hornets against you? Do you want the entire Jewish population of the world mad as hornets against you? And do your chances of success diminish if you go that route? I say, yes, they do.
Well, and I agree with you from a tactical standpoint, but I'm asking you from a moral standpoint.
Well, tactical and moral in this case are the same thing, because the moral thing to do is to win. Donald Trump gets it. Stay with me, Mike. I want to comment more on that when we get back.
I'll be here.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-
Okay, let's bring in Trend Macro. Chief Investment Officer.
If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I found the audio that I wanted to share with you. And interestingly enough, although it's on another subject, it answers your question, Mike, in Colorado, in part. It answers your question. I'm going to play some audio from a great economist and investor named Donald Luskin, the chief investment officer of Trend Macrolytics. He's a huge foe of Paul Krugman at the New York Times. He's got an ongoing battle with him. Luskin is a libertarian right winger. And I want you to hear what he says about Donald Trump. I'm assuming he's Jewish. I don't know that, but Luskin is an entirely Jewish name. And so listen to what he says. He's a good friend of Larry Kudlow, who is Donald Trump's chief economic advisor. And he is... Larry Kudlow is also Jewish. So listen to Donald Luskin, the kind of things he's saying about Donald Trump.
Fundamental must be, something pretty amazing must be happening here. Maybe some of these things.
I'll go back a little earlier.
Oh, wait, they've been raising interest rates for 3 years. They stopped buying bonds 2 years ago, and we just made all-time highs today.
Right.
You know, I guess something fundamental must be, something pretty amazing must be happening here. Maybe some of these things that nobody thought would work under President Trump are actually working. Maybe the American people are actually smart enough to elect a president who can do something right.
And news just crossing, U.S. companies are beginning to chip away their mountain of debt as earnings continue to rise. That's an interesting headline coming out of the Journal. Well, here are the Democrats ripping into President Trump's tax cuts, warning of Armageddon. I want to get done.
Okay, I'm going to skip that, and I'm going to go a little further. You're going to hear Luskin again. He's obviously loves Donald Trump, and he's put his shoulder to the wheel to help Donald Trump. Listen to him a little later, 5 minutes later, in the same interview on Fox. This is today.
Nation to establish freedom from rule by the boss, from the need to smile for the sake of a sale, from the obligation
down.
To sell
this
for the
is,
sake
this
of
is
survival.
A left-wing professor,
right, the
a supporter of the
Palestinians,
by the way. Now,
your reaction to this, Donald.
Here we go.
How about... look,
that's his reaction to the remember, the socialists are coming out of the woodwork. Now listen to what Donald Luskin says about that.
The thing that's great about capitalism is it gives everybody an incentive to figure out what they can do to serve everybody else, because that's how you make money. You figure out, what can I do for you? And if what I want to do for you isn't what you want me to do for you, you won't buy it from me. So I'll have to find what you do want. That's called competition.
It's also called the art of the deal.
Called capitalism, and I guess it's just a little bit too much pressure for some people.
But you know,
but what's so beautiful about all the socialism stuff coming out right now is it's all a reaction to Trump, where the Democrats and their media organs like the New York Times are trying to position candidates who will take as much of an opposite position to Trump as possible, and that means all these young socialists like Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. Well, what a business formula that is.
Now listen. This is wisdom coming from Donald Luskin, who really loves Trump.
Let's find the thing that worked in the last election and do the opposite.
And
people chose
that
Trump.
But Donald, something that has not worked around the world. Is it your concern that you don't see a pushback against the New York Times or against the socialists out there talking in the media? You don't see anchors at other media pushing back on this, on them, saying, you know what, why bring to the U.S. something that has failed overseas so miserably?
Elizabeth, with all due respect to you, because you are...
And I'll skip that because he goes on to another topic. But the point I'm making, Mike, is this. Is that Donald Trump, by befriending Israel... And by the way, I don't think it's just a tactical move on his part. I think he really does love Israel. Now, what's another thing we've observed about Donald Trump? He's a man of the people. He's a populist. What do Americans... If you got a crowd of 25,000 Americans, well, as Donald Trump will have in Evansville, Indiana, this Thursday, the 30th, he's going to be in Evansville at the, let me look at the name of the facility, the Ford Center, capacity 11,000, which means there'll probably be 13,000 roaring patriots in there, 10,000 more outside. If you were, Mike, if we were to take a show of hands for those people, and your future and mine depends on those people, where those people go, that's America's patriot population. Donald Trump's got how much? What percentage of the American patriot population supports Donald Trump? 100%. Now, if you and I and others as patriots, if we strike out with that group, hey, we're done. You can put a fork in it. That there isn't going to be some second go round. Now, if you took a show of hands in that Ford Center this Thursday, and we'll cover it right here on this show because the rally is 1 hour before our show. So don't miss our Thursday show, folks. It'll be a whopper. If you took a show of hands, how many of you people, and think of some question, support the state of Israel? Or how many of you want Israel defended by America? Mike, how many hands do you think would go up?
Unfortunately, a lot more than should.
Well, yeah, so let's deal with this. Let's go
in
the real
opinion.
World. Yeah, and we're going to address your question of like what's right versus what wins, okay?
What's moral against what is policy, and with respect.
Yeah.
I asked you if it was moral, and you said morality is winning, and I want you to really reassess that, because
yes.
when the Allies firebombed Dresden and killed all those Germans when they didn't need to, was that right, or was it moral, was it winning?
No, it was immoral, and it also didn't help win, okay? So it was wrong on both counts. But what Donald Trump realizes in winning is that, and this is in the fight that you and I are in,
for the survival of our people. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. Self-preservation, not being right. Being right is not the first law of nature.
Now, okay, people, so self-preservation is the first law of nature. When a foreign nation tries to bomb our ship into the bottom of the ocean, where's the self-preservation in that? And why would we ever stand with them is my question.
Well, okay, all right. But I think we dealt with that one, okay? And I've explained. If that's all they did, there would be no interest for us there.
But do you think that's all they've done?
Of course not. But let's go back to my question. There will be 13,000 roaring white people in that Ford Center in Evansville, and in every other city in America. Every city you could go to, that crowd is going to be there for Donald Trump. Those patriots are your future, Mike.
Maybe our future, but
Let me finish. Well, hang on,
okay,
Mike. I'm making a little bit.
And then I'll go.
I'm making a little speech here, and I apologize.
Go ahead.
That's our future. That's our future. Okay. And being right about some issue, like being theoretical, and I'm right and you're wrong and so on, this is the life of your kids, your grandkids, your family, your friends, your descendants, your people. It all hangs on whether Trump wins and whether his cause wins. Now, if those people, you're right, if you said, how many of you people support Israel? Huge roar! All of them! All of them! I mean, it's, you know, like 5 or 6 people in there would you know, Okay, so Donald Trump has the pulse of our people. So when Donald Trump moved our embassy to Jerusalem, do you know how many, first of all, do you know how many evangelical Christians there are in America? A humongous number. It's a huge number. Without the evangelicals, no President Donald Trump. Without the endorsement of people like Jerry Falwell Jr., and his huge Liberty University, no Donald Trump. When Donald Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem, evangelicals all over America jumped to their feet in joy and support of Donald Trump. And all he did was move the plaque on our embassy, which was in Tel Aviv, unscrew that, drive it over to Jerusalem and bolt it onto the wall in our consulate in Jerusalem. That's all he did.
Right, and because they're waiting for the end times. They're hoping that this is the sign that this is their temple. And that's fine for them, and God bless them. But my question would be, if we're going to support this person who is doing these things, and he's given $3 billion to a country who wanted to sink one of our ships,
Mike, watch what you're doing logically here. You're sticking your thumb there in the eye of, you know, or you're not letting up on the USS Liberty. You're constantly coming back.
I will never let up on that.
No, of course not. I don't mean, you know, let up on it. I mean, that's not Israel. That's not all the Jews in the world. The Jews in the world don't want the crew of the USS Liberty dead.
I agree, but you just conflated the issue. This is my turn this time. You conflated the issue between me saying Jews in the world are bad and the Zionist state tried to sink our ship, and I did not conflate that.
Okay, but Donald Trump's support of Jews and Israel today, all right, August 27, 2018, is not support for Israel on June 8th, 1967. And by the way, when I say Israel, the people who bombed, strafed, napalmed, and torpedoed the USS Liberty was not the people of Israel. It was, that decision was probably made by about a dozen criminal people in the Israeli military, murderous people, a dozen of them, who made a vicious choice and a sick choice to try to sink a U.S. Navy ship, to fool America that Egypt had done it, and thereby provoke an American, maybe nuclear, strike against Egypt. Okay, that's 12 sickos.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you not think the same people who did that run that country today?
No, definitely not. No.
You actually don't.
Well, first of all, they're dead, okay? Those people
are
probably
not
in their
the same
50s.
Individuals, but the same mentality.
Okay, but Mike, No, I don't. And I don't think if you took a vote of the Israeli people, you know, if you put it up to a vote, do you want to sink U.S. Navy ships? Do you think that's a smart idea? The Israelis do not endorse that. But here's my point, Mike. Mike, if every decision you make in relation to Israel, let's say you're Donald Trump, and you're in the White House right now, and you're Mike from Colorado, but now you're in the Oval Office, and a decision, you know, what can we, Mr. President, what about moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which is Donald Trump's idea, by the way. Oh, no, we can't do that. Don't forget June 8th, 1967. Okay,
wait,
how about...
I thought Bush was the first one to sign that into law.
What, moving the embassy?
Absolutely.
No U.S. president. And by the way, if you watch the dedication of the embassy, you saw Israeli left-wingers, Israeli right-wingers, opposition party, everybody, Netanyahu, they all got up on the stage there, and they thanked Donald Trump. They called him a savior of Israel, and they said, this is the first president who's ever actually done this. Everybody else, talk, no action. You didn't help.
Well, yeah, because Bush signed it into law, and he never did it, and Clinton didn't do it, and
no,
Obama
it was
didn't
not
do it.
Signed into law. No, it was not signed
sure?
into law. Absolutely sure. It didn't happen.
Okay,
it didn't
I'll
happen. It wasn't
that.
Signed into law. U.S. laws happen. Okay? No, it was not signed into law. No president delivered. Trump had the brains and the genius to deliver. Now, let me just play another little clip here. I just played it. That Trump is responsible for bringing all these socialists out of the woodwork with their losing ideas. They don't connect to the American people. The American people don't want to do the things that left-wingers and rainbow coalitions want to do. Donald Trump is right on the pulse of America. So just take it across the board on any issue. You could ask me about any issue. Donald Trump's got the pulse of white, patriot, fundamental, middle-class America. He's got us on every single issue. He's got it right. And and he's doing it over again. And it's why he's driving the left nuts, because what he's doing, here's the important word. You asked me about morality versus winning. The reason they're panicked at Donald Trump is not because he's right or wrong. It's because he's scaring the hell out of them because he's winning. He's taking power. He's changing the future. He's changing America. And that, as a businessman, as a builder of skyscrapers, as a man of incredible action, that's what his instinct is. He said it over and over again in the primary. He says, if I don't win this, I wasted my time. I'm here to win. And that's exactly what he's doing now. To win for whom? Who's he trying to win for? Donald Trump? He's risking his life every day. I mean, I'd hate to take out the insurance policy on Donald Trump. He's the most endangered man on earth. Think of how many millions of left-wingers want him gone. How many crazy, demented, bomb-throwing, murderous left-wingers want him gone. And he's taking that risk. This is nothing. He's not doing this for him. Donald Trump loves you. He loves you. He loves America. And by the way, one of the reasons what he's doing is working, he loves white America, but he also loves the rest of America. So his support among blacks has gone from 19% 12 months ago, 19, to 36 last week, almost double among black Americans. Because people sense this, the genuineness of Donald Trump. He's not like some people. He's not like some people who actually really hate black people. They really hate Jews, all Jews, you know, or all Jews except 5 or 6 that they think are okay. Donald Trump is obviously not that way. People like Larry Kudlow, they love Donald Trump. He loves them. Jews sense that. Hispanics sense that Donald Trump, he doesn't hate all Mexicans. He doesn't hate all Hispanics. He loves all Americans, but he wants America to be the America it was, okay, which is not a majority third world country. And these blacks, Hispanics, and Jews, they understand that. And because it's in their interest, they support him. It is in their interest to have that America back, because it's the America that they came to. It's the America that's, you know, what they wanted. But it works out for us as white folks who want the beauty of our white civilization back. What Donald Trump is doing is exactly the formula that works. And he is so much the master. And everything that anybody in any cause or group, and I've been associated with all the right-wing groups, Mike, the people that headed those groups and that head them today, compared to Trump's genius, they are pipsqueaks. They can talk, you know, they can talk and talk and talk and talk, and they can be right on this and right on that, but they're losing, and they've been losing for more than half a century. Donald Trump, what's different about him? He won, and he's winning, and our obligation, Mike, is to figure out, how did he do it? How is he doing it?
Okay, so real fast.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate your conversation. I wish you the best, and I hope you are correct.
Okay, Mike. Hey, brother, thank you very much. That's very generous.
You too. Take care.
All right. Thank you, brother. We'll be right back with Michael, I think, in Wisconsin right after this break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And we've just got this one short segment left. Michael in Wisconsin's holding. And Michael, I may or may not get to you. I have something I want to throw back in here that addresses the very kind words of Mike in Colorado and his very good questions. This is a piece that illustrates, again, how Trump is right on the money. He's not on the money. He's right on our hearts. He understands us. On his Twitter page right now, here is a video that he is featuring in response to the left wingers saying you're separating children from their, you know, Mexican parents at the border. And of course, this is all done very humanely because it's the right thing to do, you know, to give the children a safe place to stay while the parents are handled. But the you know, nothing inhumane about it at all. But anyway, the left is bleeding and moaning and all this kind of stuff. Here's Donald Trump's answer to that. Okay, no apologizing, no. Listen to what he says. This is a video that he had prepared. Listen.
We were permanently separated, not just for.
Oh, you're going to see a series of faces of the parents and family members of people butchered by illegal aliens. And Donald Trump's the first guy that's, he knows where we're at. We hate this and we want it ended. Listen to these parents. And this is Trump's response to these left wingers.
Week or month. I was at home when I got the phone call from the hospital.
He was hit head on by a repeat illegal alien criminal.
Known gang member came in the bag and he fired the gun and struck my son in the arm.
Trying to get away, he drove over my son's body. He backed up, driving over him a second time.
Rear end is estimated 62 mile an hour.
He strangled him and let him go to see if he was breathing. Strangled him over and over and over until death.
And he dragged Matthew a quarter of a mile to his death.
He rear ended her, killing her.
He went to a field and put Josh out and the gasoline on him and lit him on fire.
Previously deported about a year and a half to 2 years before.
This man wasn't supposed to be here.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation is permanent.
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 Our separation is permanent.
Wow. And that was what that was. That was a dozen white parents of children butchered by illegal aliens. Donald Trump, that's expressly made by him, posted by him. That's his response to the left. He grabs us right by the heartstrings and he tells the truth, the absolute truth. And he's done it over and over again. No political correctness at all, just the raw truth. Wow. I mean, that's how he won. That's how he continues to win, and how we can help him win is by, you know, backing him up in his genius, like that video right there that's on his Twitter page right now, as powerful a piece as you'll ever see on what's wrong with bringing the third world and their crime and their hatred of us into our country. What's wrong with that? Well, Donald Trump answers that question very profoundly. Let's see, man, we've got a few seconds here. Michael in Wisconsin, have you got a short thought? Oh, not that short. I apologize, Michael. You've got a rain check. Please come back to our show tomorrow, and we'll see you all from 9 to 10 Eastern time here on the Trump phenomenon. And all I can promise you, something phenomenal will happen in the next 24 hours.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.